السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والله أعلم بأعدائكم وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا.
حضور says today with reference to help and support of Allah. Allah had treated Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in this regard. I will put few instances before you. We see at every step Allah had supported and helped promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is because of the sincere love he had with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says we will be refuting the blessings of God that to, if we do not declare that we have found the real unity of God through that Prophet, and we found the living God through him, and we found we received the communion with God through which we see the face of God, we have received because of that Prophet. That light falls on us and we can be lit up as long as we stand in front of that light. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam further says that whosoever obeys to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follows him is raised from the grave, and he is given a spiritual light, not only as an imagination, but there are two signs of it which become obvious. And the divine help and the heavenly support and the help of the Holy Ghost is backing him, and he becomes a unique person in the whole world. Therefore, because of his being unique, Allah's help and support always was with Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and at every step he manifested extraordinary and miraculous signs. And he is Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. As Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says that whatever sights of help and support Allah had shown, and He continues to show us today, all this is because of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah had promised to support and help Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and his community. And as long as we continue to submit to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and will maintain a sincere love with him, Allah will always bless us with these great blessings and will always open the gates of his help and support for us. There is a report, Hazrat Muawiyah reports from his father, through his father, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a group of our community will continue to receive help from God. Whoever will renounce them will not be able to harm them, because Allah's this support will continue till the day of judgment. And this group is of the latter-day people, the Akhirin, who have believed in Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, it is the duty of the Ahmadis that they should tell the world that you should join us, that this is where you will find good and peace. Now, the advancement and progress of Islam is only by linking yourself with Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the good of the world is connected with this Messiah and Mahdi. Allah has promised to help and support His Messiah and His Mahdi, and Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, Bakharam ke waqt tu nazdeek, and Pai Muhammadiyan Barminar Blantar Muhkam of Uftad. This is a Persian revelation of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that now you should come out, the time of latter day has come, and the time is coming that those who believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be taken out of the ditches of disgrace, and will be, their feet will be established, and their stand will be established on a high minaret. Allah will sort all your affairs and will give you all your wishes, and God of army will turn to you. And the aim of this is that Holy Quran is my book and the word of my mouth, and his gates of mercy are open, and the days are coming when Allah will help you, and the God of majesty and beauty who has created this earth. And then there is an English revelation, the days shall come when God shall help you. And then glory be to this Lord God, the maker of earth and heaven. The truth has come, and the falsehood had vanished, and the falsehood had to vanish. Then Promised Messiah says, this is the same revelation of Promised Messiah, that whatever blessings we have found is through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is a man of great blessings, whose blessings shall never come to an end at any time, at any place. And this is the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through whose blessings these blessings have come down on me. And the man on whom all this, these blessings have come down. Tell them, if I have made false stories and it is not from God's revelation, and I have coined these words, then I will suffer for it and I will suffer for this transgression. But this is not the fact. The fact is that Allah has sent you this messenger, and according to the need of the time, He has given knowledge of comfort and peace, and to give you this knowledge to make the truth established for the enemy, and has made with this miracles which is manifest that it is clear that it is backed by Allah. Allah has raised this messenger that is the perfect mujaddid, the reformer, so that God can establish and make it clear that compared to Islam, all teaching has no relevance. And Islam is prevails in the divine science, and it is the aim of God that Allah will show the light of Islam through this, the hand of this messenger. Allah found these Muslims as disgraced and suffering, then Allah came to help His religion and show the power and light of this faith, and through divine signs could show its true knowledge. And He has power over everything. He does what He wills. With His power, you should go walk on the earth so that people know that you have been, your advent has come, and those who follow the Muhammad have prevailed. The Muhammad, who is the leader of the prophets and is the holy, Allah will sort all your affairs and will give you all your wishes, for He is the owner of all the armies, and will turn to you and will help you from the heaven, and all the angels will engage in your help, and there will be great miracle from heaven. So the aim of this sign is so that people know that the Holy Quran is the book of God and is the words of God, and God's mercy has been released for you, and Allah's pure help is turning to you. The time is near that Allah will help you. God, who is of majesty and has created heaven and earth. Then Promised Messiah says, in all these revelations, Allah had forecast that Allah will establish the truth of Islam through my hand and will prove all the other religions to be false. So today, that prophecy has come to pass, because no one else has claimed to be that person. And they don't have the power and strength to show the truth of their religion. Through my hand, the divine signs are manifesting, and my pen is showing the deep divine knowledge of the Holy Quran. So get up and search out, is there anyone from Christians, from among the Jews, from any other religion, who is claiming and can compete with me to show the signs of God and the in-depth knowledge of divine. It is not just the claim of Promised Messiah that Allah has told me that with the divine and heavenly signs and with the signs of knowledge and with all the support and help of God, that Allah will show that help and support, but we also saw that as the time passed, Allah had shown His Messiah and Mahdi untold signs and miracles. With great glory, they are continuing to be manifest. I will mention one or two of them. First of all, there is such a sign about which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had foretold that for my Mahdi there will be a miracle and sign which the world has never seen before. And it was such a sign of support which manifested in the skies, and the sun and the moon eclipsed. Then there is the sign of plague, which was to prove his truth. Then there is also of the sign of earthquakes, and in the field of knowledge, there are great works of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. One is the teaching, philosophy of the teachings of Islam, the revealed sermon, and there are also commentary on the Holy Quran. And there are signs to destroy the plans of the enemy. Then according to his promise, Allah had fulfilled his promises of financial support for promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he also turned the hearts of the people without any effort. And there are untold such signs which show the help and support of Allah. It is difficult to describe all of them, but I will just mention one or two about the solar eclipse. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that beside other signs, one is of solar and lunar eclipse during the month of Ramadan. And it is written clearly that this will be a sign from God for Mahdi, that during Ramadan the sun and the moon will be eclipsed. And no one can prove that this happened anyone before in the time of whose claim the sun and the moon had eclipsed. So this is a major sign which Allah had manifested in heaven. There had been some eclipse, but there was no one who claimed to be the Mahdi. The ulama at that time were debating that some of the reporters are weak, but Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that this hadith was based on a prophecy which was fulfilled at the right time. So if the hadith has proved its truth, then why should you debate about its authenticity? How can you find fault with it? But those who don't want to believe, they have hundreds of excuses. Those who insist and their intelligence is covered, they cannot see the signs and support of Allah. And such people are always born, and even today there are such people. A few days ago, a man whose name, he is a Christian, Dr. David McNaughton. He had publicized an article on internet that falsehood of Ahmadiyya eclipse and the fault with it. We don't know whether the man thought himself about it or persuasion of a Muslim, because whatever he has written and which shows that someone in Kuwait has said, and he has given a reference to it. So whatever the case, he has tried to prove that for the solar eclipse there was the middle day, and you cannot have eclipse on that day. Similarly, the first day of lunar eclipse is not 13th but 12th. But as promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has been promised by Allah that he will continue to raise the supporter for him, our Swale Ghani Sahib Hyderabadi of India. He had replied to the questions which this guy has raised and has proved that he is mistaken. In fact, these are the dates, the middle dates of the and the first date of this solar and lunar eclipse, and they were the correct dates when they saw this eclipse in India. But the main thing that you need to see, as promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, that this supporting evidence sign appeared after the claimant is present. who was foretold by Hazrat Promised Messiah, by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a scholarly subject of this person Ahmadi in India, and this will be publicized on internet. As I said, that the article of Dr. David, there can be some questions can be raised. If there are other Ahmadis, they should research further and should prove. But he has rejected his questions to a great extent. In the Nurul Haq magazine, Promised Messiah has made it clear, as he says, that it is not hidden from those who reflect and ponder, and this is supported by the hadith which has been reported in Dari Qutni, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are two signs for our Mahdi which have never appeared for anyone else ever since heaven and earth has been created, and that is in the first date of the moon. There will be eclipse during the month of Ramadan, and the solar eclipse will be on the middle night. And there is a person. This person has compiled a list when these eclipses were appeared and how. And he says in the only 1894 was the only year that the moon started to eclipse right in the beginning of the night. In the start of the night of first of Ramadan, of the lunar moon during the Ramadan, the eclipse started to appear. So those who have intelligence and are wise, they who could see, they saw that this is a sign. But if the heart is not clear, the manifold miracles cannot prove anything to them. But those whom Allah wants to guide, even if they are unlettered and living in jungle, Allah can guide them. In 1966, I visited Sargodha on Waqf-e-Arzi, the temporary dedication. And in a distant village which I had visited, there was a very old lady. When we introduced ourselves that we have come from Rabwa and we are Ahmadi, she said that I am also Ahmadi. And we had accepted Ahmadiyyat by witnessing the solar and lunar eclipse. So in that area, almost in jungle, an old lady, and she had become Ahmadi after witnessing the sign of eclipse of solar and lunar eclipse. So Allah had guided many people through that sign at that time. Then, as I have explained, there are such signs, the appearance of which happened in support of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam on the earth and continue to manifest. And those signs are the earthquakes and plagues. It is established truth, and the statistics establish it, that after the advent of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the number of earthquakes have increased. Also, there was a great destruction by plague in his time, and these days the AIDS is also a kind of plague. And every year hundreds and thousands of people are dying. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that in my support there is a river flowing in my support of divine signs. He says that I had foretold about the earthquake which was published in our newspapers, that there is going to be a a great earthquake which will create great destruction in Punjab. Afatid Dayaro Mohalloha wa Maqamoha were the words of the revelation, and that prophecy had fulfilled on 4th of April 1805. That I had forecast that after this earthquake there will be another earthquake after spring season. And the words were, Phir Bahar Aayi, Khuda Ki Baat Phir Puri Hui, that the spring came and Allah's words were fulfilled. And they were great, in 1806 they were great earthquake and there was much destruction. Promise Messiah says that I had also foretold that earthquake will continue to happen for a while. And there will be great earthquakes, four of them will be great earthquakes, and the fifth will be like the Day of Judgment. So there will be years when there was no earthquakes, but I assure you there are going to be great earthquakes, and the fifth earthquake will be like the Day of Judgment. And Allah has showed me that all these are to support your truth. So these signs appeared in the time of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, but now we see that throughout the world there are great calamities. It is the work of the Ahmadis, they should convey this message to the people and tell them that Allah had shown these signs for His Messiah and Mahdi and continued to show, and therefore you should come into this impregnable fortress to protect yourself. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that you should remember that in the time of Messiah and Mahdi it was necessary that there to be such destruction, and the plague and the earthquake was destined to come. And that is the prophecy of that for the breath of Messiah, people will die, and wherever his sight will reach, it will kill people. It does not. You should not think that the Messiah is a great genie who will destroy everyone. What it means is that His words, wherever to the earth, they will be publicized, wherever His words will reach, because people will deny Him and will falsify Him and will abuse Him. Therefore, their denial will be a cause of their suffering. And that way, the people will die and there will be great earthquakes and will be no peace. Otherwise, it is unintelligent that good people should unnecessarily should be punished by God. That is why in the previous times people had always thought that every prophet was a sign of destruction. But it is not that the denial brings the punishment. It is that the prophet, the advent of the prophet kills the people, but it is the denial of the advent of the prophet which kills people. That the time is to guide them and the prophet comes to save them. And there is a great plague and there are destructive earthquakes around. Why don't you see? Oh, the ignorant, you should search. A prophet of God has been raised whom you are denying. Without establishing Allah's establishing truth by Allah, no one can be destroyed and punished. There must be a reason. Why are you suffering? Why don't you search and find out if there is a claimant? And you can see that there are many earthquakes and the plagues and the diseases have killed hundreds and thousands of people. Also, in His support and help, Allah has also said the sign of plague and also showed the sign and the miracles of the Holy Quran and and announced beforehand that this is the support, and then the world saw how with great glory Allah had fulfilled his promise and supported him. About this article which he has written, he had publicized this, and there was an advertisement that there is a great glad tiding for those who are searching the truth. The great gathering which is being held in Lahore town hall, that is of various religions, which will be in December in 1896. Promised Messiah says that in that gathering, one of my article will be read out about the miracles of the Holy Quran. And this is such a subject which is a sign of God and beyond man's power. I think Hazur is trying to find the words which is missing. It is a special miracle which has this article has been written with divine support, which incorporates the miracles and excellences of the Holy Quran, which will establish beyond doubt that this is Allah's words and His book. And anyone who will listen to from beginning to the end in answer to all the five questions which have been raised. Who will listen to all the answers, I am sure that a new faith will come in him, and a new faith will shine, and new light will shine in him, and he will find a perfect commentary on the Holy Quran, and these words are not of man's vanity, and of and but only Allah. What has forced me to write this advertisement is to the kindness to mankind and help to them, and they will see that the people help given me the knowledge through revelation, and there is such a light of the Holy Quran that if other people will come to this gathering and listen to from beginning to the end, will be embarrassed and ashamed. And they cannot show such great miracles from their book, whether they are Christians or Hindus or followers of any religion. And this day Allah has destined that His holy book's light should, beauty should manifest. And I saw in a vision that a hand was touched my home, and a great light was issued from it, and my house was lit up, and the light fell on my hands. And a man who stood near my, he said in a loud voice, "Allahu Akbar, Kharibat Khaybar." The explanation is that the house showed, the palace showed my heart, and the light is the light of the miracle and the beauties of the Holy Quran. And darkness means that all the other, Kharibat Khaybar means that all the false religions will be destroyed. I have been told that once this article is spread, the false religion will become manifest, and the light of Holy Quran will continue to spread till it completes its circle. Then I was received the revelation, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَاكَ that Allah is with you, and Allah stands where you stand. This is a simile for and a metaphor for the support of Allah. I don't want to write any more about it. I invite everyone that they should spare time and come to listen to it. So when this article was read out, everybody and even the enemies praised it, which Promised Messiah had foretold and advertised in advance. So this newspaper in Calcutta wrote that this gathering showed that a man, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, who was a chief of Qadian, who has fulfilled the duty of a wrestler for Islam and a champion for Islam. If he was not his article was not read, then the Muslim would have suffered disgrace in this gathering. But God's great hand had supported the holy Islam to suffer grace, but gave him such a manifest victory that even those who were supporters and also those who were enemy said with great emphasis that this article has won the day. Not only this, but that even the enemies said these words, that now we know the reality of Islam and that Islam has won the day and has attained its victory. Long before the claim of prophethood of promised Messiah, Allah had showed through revelation to various people, had told them that the victory of Islam is now linked with Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a revelation of 1883. The words are, حماك الله نصرك الله رفع الله حجة الإسلام جمال هو الذي ينصركم في كل حال. Allah will support you, Allah will help you, Allah will raise the proof of Islam. It is the support of Allah who has helped you in all situations, that is through you has cleaned and cleansed the people. There is another scholarly miracle in which showed great help and support from God is his revealed sermon, Khutbah Ilhamiya. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says in this regard that on 11th of April 1900, on the day of Eid al-Adha, in at the time of the in the morning, I was revealed that you should speak in Arabic. You have been given power, and then I was given the revelation: Salamun kalamun ufsihat min ladur Rabbin Kareem. That is, Allah had given a great eloquence in this speech. And I stood up to speak in Arabic, and Allah knows that from the unseen I was given a power. And that eloquent and full of rhetoric speech was outside my power. And I cannot think that such a speech, which had many pages, one could first write on a page and then without revelation from God one can speak. This was published and it was called Khutbah Ilhamiya. Then there were 200 listeners at that time in the gathering, and subhanallah, there was an unseen source of light, and I don't know whether I was speaking or a angel was speaking, because I was not involved in this. The words were spoken by me automatically, and every sentence was a sign for me. This is a scholarly miracle which Allah showed, and no one can show an example of it. When he received this revelation that today you should speak in Arabic, you have been given strength, as Promised Messiah has said, and that kalamun ufsihat min ladun Rabbin Kareem, that Allah had given you eloquence and rhetoric from God in this speech. So this command of Allah, Promised Messiah had informed many of his companions. Hazrat Abdul Karim Sahib, Hazrat Maulvi Nuruddin Sahib was instructed that you should both bring ink pot and papers and pen so that you can write it down. as I am speaking. Before this sermon, Promised Messiah gave a little introduction in Urdu. Then Huzoor started the Arabic sermon. And the report is from Ya Ibadullah, he did a similar and a oral sermon, and there were 2,000 people. They were in ecstasy, and that great miraculous effect of this sermon was that if although there were a few listeners and attendees who knew Arabic, but everyone was in ecstasy. It was such a miracle that after 1300 years, we could see the time of Hazrat Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Masih Maud Islam was in such a state that his face and his speech and his face showed that he is a man of another world. Through whose tongue the God of Arsh is speaking. And there was a great change in man. In every sentence, his voice will become very quiet and low. And his face was lit up, spiritually lit up. And after that, promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, afterwards, that if you don't know the spelling of a word, ask me now, because later on I may not be able to tell you. Then Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Kareem Sahib and Hazrat Khalif, the Caliph of the first Maulana Nuruddin Sahib, who were appointed to write down the sermon, they sometimes had to ask the spelling of the word. Then there is another report about it, that Hazrat Promised Messiah, who was receiving the heavenly lights, there was such a hidden power working through him. He said later on that he could not distinguish whether he is speaking himself or an angel is speaking through him, because he knew, I am not involved in this. Automatic sentences were spoken by him. Sometimes he could see the words written down on a paper, and every sentence was a miracle. And as this was revealed to him, he continued to speak, and this continued to speak. When this state was vanished, Promised Messiah stopped speaking. And after this miraculous sermon, Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Kareem Sahib, at the request of his friends, he stood up to give the translation of the sermon. Those who give the report says that although people have a different style of languages and it is difficult to give a simultaneous translation, but with the support of Ruhul Qudus, the Holy Spirit, that he spoke so well that everyone praised him. And as he was giving the Urdu translation, Hazrat Promised Messiah fell in the prostration, and all the gathering did prostration. And as Promised Messiah stood up from prostration, he said, I just see in red ink written out Mubarak, as though this is a miracle of his prayer. So these few signs are among those which Allah had given him, shown him in his support, and there are many other such examples, but because the restraint of time, I am only restricting to these. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that with this humble servant, Allah had showed such a miraculous sign by our Lord God that it is one will find difficult and impossible to find its parallel in the community of Islam. All those who have been known as saints, if you find this example in their life, if you find an example, you can say what you do. Otherwise, fear Allah the Almighty and stop your abuse. And Allah may give the intelligence to people and recognize the Imam of the time, and they should stop being emboldened and talk against him. Otherwise, people do see such sights, and they can see more signs, because Allah can punish greatly, and may Allah have mercy on people. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
گزشتہ دنوں میں شورا کے دوران جو یو کین شورا ہو رہی تھی اس میں سناؤں جو
Huzoor says that the new place that we have bought in Alton, people wondered what is the name of this new center. There were different suggestions, and the people had suggested various names. But the one I am suggesting is Hadiqatul Mahdi, the new old place in Alton. I had said this in Shura, I will state in sermons.
Allah rahimakumullah. Inna Allah ya'mur bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم